Shona na na na, Shona na na na. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Prem Shakao Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadha Sivasati, Gaura Bhakta Vrindaki, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shamukun Radhakun, Giri Gopa Dhana Ki, Vathura Vrindavan Dhamma Ki, Vadeep Mayapur Dhamma Ki, Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki, Mayapur Dhamma Ki, Jamuna Maya Ganga Maya Ki, Simari Tulsi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, 526 Gaurabdha New Year King. Jagannath Mishra's Festival King. Gaur Premanandi Hari. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to Sri Guru and Sri Granga. What time are we supposed to? Quarter to 9 or 9 o'clock? Okay. So today, special occasion of the birthday festival performed by Jagannath Mishra, the father of Lord Chaitanya. Jagannath Mishra King. He was a mightily Brahmin. That means from Bihar, North Bihar. The language is a little different from Bengali. But there's great poets like Vidyapati, who have written in this mightily language. There's other ones also. And of course, Jagannath Mishra moved to Sylhet, which is now Bangladesh, Sylhet. And he was married to Sachi Mata there. The ancestral home is in Sylhet. We have a temple there in Bangladesh. Nice temple. But they came here to Mayapur and gave birth to Lord Chaitanya. So yesterday was the birth. So today you can imagine there would be a wonderful festival. But I was just looking through Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavata. There's no direct mention of this Jagannath Mishra festival in any sloka. There's a mention of Jagannath Mishra's name-giving festival. And Nilambara Chakravarti did the horoscope for the new baby, and they had a name-giving festival. So I've chosen a sloka to do with the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, and it's a festive kind of occasion. From Adi Lila, chapter 13, text 106 of Chaitanya Charitamrita, composed by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, translated by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. As an introductory sloka to Bhagavatam and to Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anatopashamam sakshat bhakti yoga madoksije lokasya janato vidvams chakre satpata samitam. The material miseries of the living being can be directly mitigated by the linking process of bhakti yoga. But the mass of people do not know this. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relation with the Absolute Truth. He didn't compile Chaitanya Charitamrita, but we can read from the beginning of this chapter, introductory verse you all know. Jai Jai Sri Jai Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gora Chandra. Jai Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gora Chandra. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Jaya Nityananda. It's a good one, eh? Jai Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gora Chandra. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Jaya Nityananda. Jai Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gora Chandra. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Jaya Nityananda. Get ready for this. Jaya Jaya Gadadhar Jaya Srinivas. Jaya Jaya Gadadhar Jaya Srinivas. Jai Mukunda Vasudeva Jaya Haridas. Jai Mukunda Vasudev Jaya Haridas. Jai Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Gora Chandra. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Jaya Nityananda. All glories to Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Advaita Chandra. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Jaya Jaya Gadadhara Jaya Srinivas. Jaya Mukunda Vasudeva Jaya Haridas. All glories to Gadadhara Prabhu. All glories to Sri Vastakur. All glories to Mukunda Prabhu and Vasudev Prabhu. All glories to Haridas Thakur. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Antariksha Deva Gana Gandava Siddha Charan Stuti Nritya Kare Vajra Gita Antarikshe Devagana Gandharva Siracharan Stuti Nacha Kare Vajagita Natak Vadakabata Navadvipa Yaranata Sabe Asi Nache Panaprita Antariksha Devagana Gandhava Siddhacharan Stuti Nucha Kare Vajagita Nataka Vada Kavata Navadvipa Yaranata Sabe Asina Chepaya Prita Antariksha Devagana Gandhava Siddhacharan Stuti Nucha Kare Vajagita Natak Vadak Bata Navadvipa Yaranat Sabe Asina Chepaya Prita I'd like to try. Bit of a flop, that one. We have a loud voice, please. Antarikshe Devagana Gandhava Siddhacharan Stutanriche Kareva Jagita Navadvipa Yaranata Natakvadabhata Navadvipa Yaranata Sabe Asana Chepaya Prita. Anyone else? Andaraksha Devagan Gandhava Siddhacharan. The Bengali, you don't pronounce that last A. Antariksha Devagan Gandhava Siddhacharan. Like that. Stuti Nucha Kare Vajagita. Natak Vadakavata Navadvipa Yaranata Sabe Asi Nachepa. Actually, we should get a Bengali to come and show us how to sing it. Anyone likes to? Any Bengali devotee? Know how to say this? You can read from the Bengali. No one? Any marriages, please? Ladies? Sute Nucha Kare Vajagita Vadak Vata Navadvipa Yaranata Sabe Asina Chepaya Prita Antarikshe In outer space Devagana The demigods Gandharva, the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, Siddha, the inhabitants of Siddha Loka, Charan, the professional singers of the heavenly planets, Charana, Stuti, prayers, Nritya, dancing, Kare, do, Vadya, music, Gita, song, Natak, dances, Vadak, vodka, professional drummers, but professional blessers, Navadvip, in the city of Navadvip, Yaran, of whom Nata, stage, Sabe, all of them, Asi, coming, Nache, began to dance, Payam, achieving, Prita, happiness. This is a verse just coming after the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. In outer space, all the demigods, including the inhabitants of Gandhava Loka, Siddha Loka, and Charana Loka, offered their prayers and danced to the accompaniment of music, songs, and the beating of drums. Similarly, in Navadvip City, all the professional dancers, musicians, and blessers gathered together dancing in great jubilation. In outer space, all the demigods, including the inhabitants of Gandhava Loka, Siddha Loka, and Charana Loka, offered their prayers and danced to the accompaniment of music, songs, and the beating of drums. Similarly, in Navadvip City, all the professional dancers, musicians, and blessers gathered together, dancing in great jubilation. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As there are professional singers, dancers, and reciters of prayers in the heavenly planets, so in India still there are professional dancers, blessers, and singers, all of whom assemble together during householder ceremonies, especially marriages and birth ceremonies. These professional men earn their livelihood by taking charity on such occasions from the homes of the Hindus. Eunuchs also take advantage of such ceremonies to receive charity. That is the means of livelihood. Such men never become servants or engage themselves in agriculture or business occupations. They simply take charity from neighborhood friends to maintain themselves peacefully. The Bhattas are a class of Brahmins who go to such ceremonies to offer blessings by composing poems with references to the Vedic scriptures. So everyone can see it was a wonderful occasion, Navadvip, right after the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. All sorts of respectable Brahmin gentlemen and ladies carrying plates filled with various gifts came with their presentations, seeing the newborn child whose form resembled natural glaring gold. All of them happily offered their blessings. Sri Gaura Hari Ki! Dressing themselves as the wives of Brahmins, all the celestial ladies, including the wives of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Nrisingadev. Lord Nrisingadev's wife came. King Indra and Vishishta Rishi, along with Ramba, a dancing girl of heaven, came there with varieties of gifts. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a newborn baby, he was visited by the neighboring ladies, most of whom were the wives of respectable Brahmins. In the dress of Brahmins' wives, celestial ladies like the wives of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva also came to see the newborn child. Ordinary people saw them as respectable Brahmin ladies of the neighborhood, but actually they were all celestial ladies dressed in that way. No one could understand who was coming and who was going, who was dancing and who was singing, nor could they understand one another's language. Yet all unhappiness and lamentation were immediately dissipated and people became all jubilant. Thus Jagannath Mishra was also overwhelmed with joy. Sri Jagannath Mishra Ki! Chandrasekhar Acharya and Srivas Thakur both came to Jagannath Mishra and drew his attention in various ways. They performed the ritualistic ceremonies prescribed at the time of birth according to religious principles. Jagannath Mishra also gave varieties of charity. Text 109. Whatever riches Jagannath Mishra collected in the form of gifts and presentations, and whatever he had in his house, he distributed among the Brahmins, the professional singers, dancers, bhattas, and the poor. He honored them all by giving them riches in charity. So this is a festival. Mahotsava, Jagannath Mishra Mahotsava, means a festival. And actually this is the mission of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, to introduce festivals, because in Kali Yuga people's festivals are only giving them suffering. And we used to have festivals. You take so much intoxicants of any kind you can get hold of. You get the loudest music to dance to, rock music. I go to many festivals, quite a few festivals in England. Glastonbury Festival. There's so many weird festivals. And we also have our Hare Krishna Festival. Any of you have their festivals? Different parts of the world? You go to festivals? Public festivals? Music festivals? In Poland, right? What's your festival called? Woodstock? Yeah? Polish Woodstock Festival. So people are Anandamoy Vyasa, because we're part and parcel of Krishna. We're tiny parts and parcels of Krishna. We are always desiring Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means in the spiritual world, every step is a dance, every word is a song, and every drink is what? Alcohol. So this material world, Radva Mula Madashaka Maspatam Praha Aviam Chandansi Yashupanani Yastu Vedasavi. This material world is a perverted reflection. 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita says, there's a tree with its roots upwards and its branches down. So our mode of enjoyment in the material world is simply miserable. We take our intoxicants, we go to our raves, 24-hour raves, with our latest drugs, and for the next 2 days we have to try and recover. And then we have to search out more money to get that high again. And when Prabhupada came to America, the devotees advertised something else, a new kind of high. What was that high? Get high forever. Yeah. This was the hippie slogan. Get high forever. With the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and Hare Krishna festivals. So Jagannath Mishra, he had good reason and he had proper culture with him, this Hindu culture 500 years ago. Of course, it wasn't ideal, but many things were correct. There's music and dancing, prasadam, giving in charity, dancing, so many wonderful things. At Lord Chaitanya's appearance day festival, Jagannath Mishra was just giving things away. So this was Lord Chaitanya's desire, that this festive mood should go on all over the world. Therefore, particularly, he requested people in India, Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manusya Janmayar, Janma Sataka Karo Para Upakar, those born in Varsa, or we can say India, actually the whole world was Bharat, because Emperor Bharat was emperor of this planet. But Lord Chaitanya was referring to Bharatvasa specifically as, I think, Indian subcontinent extended. That their duty, whoever was born with this culture of Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharat, Ramayana, that they should do para upakar, welfare work, charity. We're actually a charitable organization. And we have to teach people how to be happy. People don't know how to be happy anymore. They've lost the plot. They've lost the plot. They've lost the clue. Prahlad Maharaj, he knew the problem. He said to Lord Nrisimhadev, Naivad Vijay Paradara Chaya Vaitaranyas Tadvirya Gayana Mahamrita Magnachita Soche Tata Vimbukache Tata Indriyata Maya Shukaya Baramudvataho Vimuda. He said, for myself, I have no problem. I can always hear the glories of Krishna from the mouths of the devotees. But I'm worried at Soche. I'm worried for those fools and rascals, Vimukha Chetas, people who are bewildered, completely bewildered. They don't know how to be happy. They're trying to be harem. Baram Udvataho Vimur, carrying a big burden of fruitive activity. Just like with this motor car civilization. You know, actually I read once that in Calcutta, they used to have horse-drawn carriages. Actually, Prabhupada was referring to them. They had horse-drawn carriages in the British times. And the horses used to pass stool, right? And in the hot Bengali sun, the stool used to go to dust. And then it used to go into your throat. And everyone used to get these bronchitis diseases. So when the British introduced them, the horseless carriage, everyone thought, great, no more bronchitis. So now look, what's the problem? Now you have, what do you have in Calcutta? You have more pollution, and we have oil wars, and we have to have iron and steel industries, Tata steel industries in South Bihar, miles and miles of rice field covered with factories. And the price of food going up, ecological disaster. When I was in South Africa recently, there was a conference in Durban. It was called Conference for Climate Change. The scientists are very worried about climate change. So everything's going haywire, everything's upside down. All over the world, the weather's changing. And the scientists were there, and some devotees were there. And the devotees told me, they said that the scientists openly admitted, they said, well, we don't know what to do about it. What can we do about this climate change? Something's going wrong somewhere, and we can't fix it. We don't know how to fix it. The whole planet's in a mess. Everyone can agree. Economically, ecologically, medically. What else? Huh? Socially. Huh? So we covered it all, I think. I don't know the answer. Nobody knows the answer. Prakriti kriya maharani gunai karmani sank gumani Gunai Kamash Sarvasha Ahankara Vimudatma Kata Amiti Manyate. The scientists are trying to do something, but they don't know that they're controlled by the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance. There's no way out. Prakriti Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasham. We think we're the doer, we're the controller of this material planet. But these scientists themselves, they said, maybe you religionists have got some answer. They openly said that. We don't know the answer. So this was one step forward. It's actually recorded. They say, we don't know the answer. Maybe you know the answer. So we do know the answer. At the time of creation, Sahayagya Prajashtisva, Puruvacha Prajapati, Anena Prasavisyadva, Eshava Vishva Karmadu. At the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods and blessed them by saying, be thou happy by this yajna, sacrifice, for by its performance shall bestow upon you all desirable things. The weather will be okay. The food will be okay. Health will be okay. The economy will be okay. We'll be okay. Politics will be okay. There's just one missing thing. By this yajna, sacrifice. You see? Simple. We know it. We know it. We've discovered it by Prabhupada's mercy. We didn't know it. But because Prabhupada took the trouble to give us Krishna consciousness, chant and be happy culture, a festival, chant and be happy festivals, then now we know the secret to make the whole world happy. Although it seems impossible. I was speaking with one devotee from Mexico. I won't mention his name. Says he's a detective for the drug squad on the Mexican-American border. And he thinks it's hopeless. Only if there's a major catastrophe, like another war, or end of the world or something, people will come to their senses and take up Krishna consciousness seriously. He was thinking like that. But that's not what Prabhupada said in 1976 when Mahir in Mayapur. You remember? You ever read those conversations where Prabhupada was talking, mentioned Third World War. And they always say, when is it going to be, Prabhupada? Is it going to be between Pakistan and India? Is it going to... Prabhupada says, I'm not a politician. If you spread the Sankirtan movement, then there may never be a Third World War. So, it's up to us, actually. The option is in our hands. There's only a handful of us compared with the world population. What's the world population? Huh? 7 billion. Yeah. 7 billion. So how many of us are there? So there's very few of us. But we have very powerful weapon in the form of the Holy Name and Lord Chaitanya's movement. And here we're constructing a Adbhuta Mandir. Actually, for the Holy Names are self-sufficient. The Holy Names are full of potency. Nam Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Sudha Nitya Mukto Binat Vam Nama Namina. Holy Name is none different from Krishna. So wherever we chant this Chintamani nature, the touchstone nature of the Holy Name, the emotional spiritual tastes of the Holy Names will spread. But so why do we need a temple? Why do we need to spend millions of dollars to build a big temple? why don't we just spread the holy names? Why did Prabhupada build so many temples? So are temples necessary? Yes. Because although the holy name, we don't even need initiation, Jiva Goswami said. The holy names are sufficient to take someone back to Godhead. But we can't chant purely. We have so many bad habits, so many anattas when we chant. For many, many lifetimes. So therefore, this archana process, deity worship, is also introduced. Therefore, Prabhupada, his success formula was, in India, build temples, distribute books, chant the holy names, distribute prasadam. So this formula is very potent. And we simply have to follow this formula Srila Prabhupada gave. Even in the early days, Prabhupada had the same formula in matchless gifts. He had a simple altar. He gave the class. He had kirtan. Distributed prasadam. And then Tompkins Square Park. Then send his disciples to open more centers. But I could see that we could also be becoming introverted. We have our nice temples, especially in India, and we can open many more in every town and village of India. But there's parts of the world where they have no Hare Krishna. Parts of the world, there's no Hare Krishna. And we want to study more and more and more and write books about the very confidential subject matters. But whilst people, they've never heard Hare Krishna, they've never seen a devotee, they've never tasted prasadam, they've never seen Prabhupada's books. There's millions of people out there who have never heard. They've never seen a Hare Krishna festival. So that's Lord Chaitanya came. There was a festival. At his name giving, there was another festival. And Lord Chaitanya's life, it's a series of festivals. When he got to Jagannath Puri, a Jagannath festival. So many Jagannath festivals we have now. But now we have to have more festivals. This is our secret of success. There are more festivals. In London in 1973, it was very funny. Prabhupada was asked to sit on the Vyasasana of the Rathyatra car in Marble Arch. But he didn't want to sit on the Rathyatra car. He got down and he danced with the devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So the police came up to me, because when Prabhupada was dancing, he was looking at Lord Jagannath, and all the devotees like Hansadutta, Rabati Nandan and others were all crowding around Prabhupada, and the whole procession stopped. And the police came up to me, because I was supposed to be in charge of the procession. They said, can you stop the old man dancing? Because when he dances, the whole of London traffic stops. So Prabhupada enjoyed the festival. He didn't care about the traffic. So the traffic can stop. Of course, we need the traffic to spread this movement. We don't want to go back to the dark ages. We believe in yukta, using everything for Krishna, arranging these festivals, microphones, latest technology, Mayapur Live transmissions all over the world. Hope they're not watching my class. Maybe they are. But no, we're in a good position now. Technologically, we can spread Krishna consciousness very quickly. Even Prabhupada, I haven't seen the quote, but he said, I could tell you how to take the whole world in 18 days, but you're not ready to follow my instructions. We could take over the whole world if only we had the faith, the purity, the sincerity to do it. Yeah. So here at Mayapur, Prabhupada's idea was that we would come here and we would become purified and we would make our New Year's resolutions. Who wants to make a New Year's resolution? Anybody? Yeah. Get my rounds done. Follow the four regular principles. Distribute Prabhupada's books. Yeah. Go to Mangalarti every day. There's so many resolutions we could make. Spread Krishna consciousness in new countries. Who wants to spread Krishna consciousness in a new country like Prabhupada? Can anybody think of any countries where Krishna consciousness is not being spread? I can't think of a few. You can't think of any? Wow. Angola, South Sudan, North Sudan, Ethiopia, Somalia. Pretty far out places, difficult places. I heard recently, I met Jayadwaita Swami in Kampala. He said, Cairo is a very good place, very liberal, and we can preach. He goes around in devotee clothes. We have Arabic Bhagavad Gita, good for book distribution. So that's one place he recommended. Other places? Any other new places we could try and open up this year? Lhasa, Tibet. That's China, no? We're already there in China. But anyway, a lot of African countries. And of course, we don't have books in these languages yet. We don't even have books. But we have the Holy Name. My experience is that wherever we take the Holy Name, the people become interested. Prabhupada said, in every country, there are brahmanas. There are brahmanas, that means intellectuals, people who are ready to take up study of Prabhupada's books, to look at Prabhupada's books. I've seen that in Africa. There are many people, they're just waiting for Prabhupada's books, waiting for Krishna consciousness. So, let us think today what resolution we could make, what step forward we can make to try and save the world by introducing more festivals, more Krishna consciousness in every town and village. Priti viti achi yata nagaradigram savatra prachar haivimana. Lord Chaitanya predicted that His holy name would be heard in every town and village of the world. So now is our chance to take part in this Leela. It hasn't happened yet. It's not happened in every town and village of the world. And we want to go back to Godhead. Sivaram Swami was saying, so nicely he was saying, that we can attain our identity, spiritual identity, by accepting Lord Chaitanya as our Lord and Master, becoming His servant. I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya. And what does Lord Chaitanya want? What does He want? He's feeling sorrow to see the conditioned souls suffering. He wants us to taste also a little bit that mood of that Radharani feels. Lord Chaitanya's internal private reason for coming and His public reason for coming. But we also, as we take up the mission of Lord Chaitanya, preaching, we will also be revealed to us internally our relationship with Krishna. It's the price we have to pay. Take a risk for Lord Chaitanya. Try and do something wonderful for Lord Chaitanya. Maybe something wonderful is different for everyone. It's different for, maybe it's easy for me, a sannyasi, I can go to a new country. But it's some, for some of us, maybe it's an adventure just to distribute one book. I never distributed a book before. I remember when I distributed my first book on Oxford Street. Because in those days, Shamasunda, the GBC, it was 9 o'clock. He'd got a lot of Back to Godheads. And I was in the Sankirtan party, and he gave me a Back to God. He said, "Now you distribute." And I thought, oh no, I don't want to be one of these like Jehovah's Witnesses giving out leaflets and make a fool of myself. But then I thought, no, how can I refuse? And I gave a magazine, someone gave a donation. And I was pleasantly surprised. So maybe that's a resolution for somebody. Someone's resolution could be, let me cook, become a cook for Krishna. Resolution can be, let me good, make more life members for Krishna. Someone's resolution could be, so many resolutions we could make on this auspicious day. Srila Prabhupada ki. But certainly if we take up the mission of Lord Chaitanya, all our desires will be fulfilled. The world can be saved by our efforts. Srila Prabhupada will bless us. And we get a chance to go back to Godhead in this life. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. There's an announcement. Announcement. In this age of Kali, the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. Simply by chanting the holy name, one associates with the Lord directly. Anyone who does is certainly delivered. Today, Friday, bhajans and kirtan, 5 to 8 p.m. at the community hall next to Cyber Mansions. Cyber? Cyber Mansions. Bhajans and kirtan 5 to 8. Anyone's interested in a project we have in Uganda? We have some leaflets here. It's a cow protection project in the cattle corridor in Uganda. We have some leaflets. If anyone's interested, please come and see. Thank you very much.